As a sales rep, have you ever thought this? I'm going to be in the top 10%. No, I'm going to be in the top 5%. I'm going to be in the top 1%. Most reps talk about getting there. So what's holding them back? Hello, my friends. This is Mace Hoff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I am so glad that you are here to talk about medical sales and to find ways to have more engaging conversations with your customers so you can sell more, earn more, and have a bigger impact in the community. So let's be honest. Most sales reps are average. Now, some of you are going like, well, that's an impressive statistic, Mace. I didn't know that. But others of you are recognizing that that's really a rhetorical statement. Because by definition, if something is average and we look at that bell-shaped curve, then we would know that most reps who are on that curve are average. But what about the ones who are at the top 10%, the top 5%, the top 1%? What did they do to get there? Well, to be honest with you, what they did is, or what they're doing, is they're doing the things that the whole rest of the curve refuses to do. You know, everybody talks about being in the top 5% or 10%, or even those who really want to be the medical sales professionals want to make it to that 1%. There are people who talk about it, but they just don't get there. So why is it? They usually know what they're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do. I mean, come on. There's enough information going around in medical sales. I mean, heck, I give you enough information here that if you just do what I tell you to do, you're going to accelerate your sales. But what happens? Why don't medical reps do it? Well, there's really only one reason that they give me. There's one reason that they give me on a pretty regular basis. They tell me that they're too busy. They're too busy. Think about that. What they're saying is, I want to win. I want to be in that top 10, 5, or 1%, but I'm too busy. And if I ask them, well, busy doing what? Well, I'm busy working. I'm out there selling. I'm doing coverage. I'm doing in-services, delivering customer service, filling out call reports. I want to be in the top echelons of the industry, but I'm just too freaking busy. So if they're too busy to do what? Well, let's think about it there. They're too busy really to focus on their technical skills, knowing all they need to know about their products, their services, learning the nuances, because let's be honest, healthcare is a dynamic medium. I mean, it's always producing innovative approaches to solving diseases and conditions. So if you don't keep up on that, the expanding indications for your product, or maybe sometimes added limitations, how are you going to know if you don't keep up? A lot of times they don't focus on the essentials of effective selling. What am I talking about? I'm talking about things like preparing for the sales call, planning their sales call, heck, making sales calls. So many reps are too busy to make sales calls. It just doesn't make sense. And we know that if you customize the sales presentation, in other words, if you position the product to your customer's exact needs, you're going to have infinitely better results. But most reps don't do that. What do they do instead? They deliver the same sales presentation to every customer and prospect. Why do they do that? The reason? They're too busy. You know, really what they're saying is they're too busy to win. And that really confounds me. If you remember a quote from Abraham Lincoln, and it's been used a lot, but I think it really applies here. Abraham Lincoln used to say, if you gave me 4 hours to cut down a tree, I'd spend the first three sharpening the axe. That's what we're talking about. Everybody wants to cut down the tree. Everyone wants to make the sales call. That's what we know we get paid to do. That's where we really feel that we're in our element when we're making a difference. But it's what you say, it's what you convey during that sales call that's going to determine whether you get the sale or not, whether the sale advances or not, whether you are relegated to I'll keep it in mind status or that sounds interesting. Bring me more information. Let's talk again next week. Makes all the difference in the world. You see, when you signed on for medical sales, you knew that it was going to require a lot of constant skill upgrades because it's always changing. You knew you'd have to keep current. Perhaps your manager delivered an expectation for you to read the journals, to go online, to set up Google alerts, to find out what's happening in the specialty or specialties that you sell to. And a lot of people intend to do this, but they don't because they're too busy. How would you feel if you got on an airplane and you found out that the cockpit crew, in other words, the people who were flying the plane, they were not current. The term is current. What currency means in aviation is it means that they've flown the required number of hours to the similar destinations. They've shot the required number of instrument approaches, both in simulators or in actual weather conditions. They've practiced how to handle emergency situations where it's second nature. They have to train or retrain on this every year. Captains retrain every 6 months. First officers, once a year, but they're retraining on this. How would you feel if you got on the plane and you said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. We're looking forward to a nice flight today. I do want you to know that we're a few months out of currency. We haven't had the opportunity to prepare and practice for those emergencies. So anyway, we're hoping we don't have any. You sit back, relax, and have a nice flight. Are you going to sit back, relax, and have a nice flight? I don't think so. Unless you think the whole thing's a joke, which of course it would be, because the airlines would never operate that way, because lives are on the line. Multi-million dollar pieces of equipment are on the line. They don't let pilots go out of currency. But medical sales reps? Well, yeah, it happens all the time because you get to control whether you're current or not. You get to control whether you're prepared for the sales call or not. There's usually not anyone holding your hand or looking over your shoulder to see if you're ready to do this. You can say the same thing about your doctors. I mean, have your doctors gone to the latest courses? Are they up on current concepts? Do they know the latest techniques? Do they know how to effectively use the products that they use to treat you? You would want to know that. And you would not be accepting of a statement like, well, you know, I'd like to stay up on how to use this surgical implant that I use, but I just don't have time. I'm too busy to be a good surgeon. So I think you could see what I'm doing here. I'm trying to make a point that there are so many pieces, so many moving parts to medical sales that you can't ignore any of them. So pay attention to how you spend your day and determine whether or not you are putting the time in, the steps in, the learning in to be wherever you want to be in the industry. If you want to sell more, you're going to have to improve. You're going to have to do more. That's up to you and your sales manager, because let's be honest, if you're not performing, he or she might get a little upset with you and they'll let you know. The nice way they let you know is by saying, you need to step it up. The not so nice way, we don't need to talk about that. Hey, by the way, I do on occasion deliver a webinar, which is called The 7 Pillars of Medical Sales to Avoid the Stupid Mistakes That Most Reps Make. If you haven't seen it, watch for it. It will be available to you soon the next time I do it. And also, if you want to make sure that you have the skills that's required to move the sales process along, sales process? You do have a sales process, right? Well, if you don't, then you definitely want to pay attention to what I'm going to refer you to. And that is to go to my site, medicalsalesacademy.com, and check it out. Medical Sales Academy is my online 24/7, 365 training and support site for medical sales professionals. You could read about it there. Just click on the button that says more information. You can find out all about it. It could be the best investment you make in your medical sales career. So thanks for spending a little bit of time with me. And by doing so, what you've just told me is you do make time to win. Thanks for not being average. For the Medical Sales Channel and the Medical Sales Guru podcast, this is Mace Haroff. You have the ability to make a difference with what you do. Go do it. The patient always comes first. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.